We met last Tuesday with the Sligo County Council and their officials and councillors, as well as a delegation from ourselves. That was a proposal that was made just a couple of meetings ago now, which was a really good idea to do that with our neighbours. So we've also going to meet now with Leitrim County Council, and what we'll do is we'll probably meet together, Leitrim, Sligo and Donegal, from here on in. I think it's the discussions where obviously of items of common interest like funding for local authorities, the new national planning framework, economic development of the region, the All Ireland railway infrastructure was mentioned quite a lot. It's no longer an impossibility, but we in Donegal will be definitely a bit further down the line, pardon the pun, than other counties, obviously, because of our location. But if we work together, at least we will be in a position that we're at the table and we will eventually get there. We're talking about the N15 as well, because obviously the N15, the N17, you have to get through those to get to Donegal. So that's very important as well. The electricity grid was mentioned and the improvements that was required there. And then, you know, things like our tourism development and indeed the defect of concrete blocks also was brought up. We talked about the energy, an agency collaboration and climate action measures as well. So there's a lot of good conversation, and everybody that was there felt that it was a really important thing to do and a good idea. And we were kind of asking ourselves, why didn't we think of this sooner? You know, why didn't we? Because if we're going to go to Dublin as three counties, we're going to be much stronger than going alone fighting for our own patch. So that's, and to get that investment and infrastructure, obviously we have the ATU now, and obviously the university hospitals, both in Sligo and Letterkenny. So it's a strong suggestion and a good step forward. I firmly believe, and we will be doing that going into the future. And Sligo, we're very much of the same opinion.
Obviously, the council is involved in a number of organisations, the border, the Northwestern Regional Assemblies, and various other organisations. You're not going to want to be replicating and duplicating work being done elsewhere, but you do believe that there is a specific job of work that can be done by a Donegal-Sligo-Leitrim collaboration that will augment rather than compromise the work being done elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely. I'm on that Northwest Regional Assembly myself, so, and I'm actually on that the All Ireland Railway, the Intercountry Railway grouping as well. And they were delighted to see Donegal County Council coming on board with that, bringing members into that, because obviously, you know, as I say, we're a good bit off from a rail infrastructure. However, we have to start somewhere, and if we're not at the table, we'll never get there. So, yes, and obviously then there's other agencies like ICBAN. Then we're also dealing, as you know well, with the Northwest City Region and Derry City and Strabane Councils. So basically it's about widening our horizons, you know, opening our arms up and saying, come on, let's work together and let's bring much needed infrastructure into the Northwest. As you know yourself, Donal, when we look at the map, it's very, very bleak from Galway up. So, you know, we need to try and make sure that we're there and we're treated properly.